And today we start a new segment we're calling On Stage. What's happening on stages across the country, from poetry slams to regional theater to comedy.
We're over the drop zone!
I don't want to go!
If you don't jump now, we'll miss the drop zone! Thank you for flying Southwest!
Can I just say, when I climbed up here to kill myself and saw four other people, I was like, oh, we'll all get each other through this, and I'm far more certain that I want to be dead now that I've met.
Clips from performances at Second City in Chicago and the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York, both temples of the spontaneous comedic theater known as improv. And this weekend, over 400 improv teams from all around the world will converge on New York for the Del Close Marathon, 56 straight hours of improvisational comedy at 8 theaters around Manhattan, an event named after Del Close, the man said to be the father of improv. One of the founders of the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater and co-creator of the Del Close Marathon is with us. Ian Roberts is an actor who also co-wrote the Upright Citizens Brigade Comedy Improvisational Manual. Ian, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you.
I have to get to the manual first. Are you implying that anyone can do this?
Yeah, if they commit to it, the same way anybody can learn to drive a car or play tennis competently.
Well, there's the key, because not everybody can play tennis well, but you're saying you can sort of get the groundwork, and I'm reading that the manual covers everything from the basics of two-person scene work with a heavy emphasis on finding the game of the scene to working with an ensemble. How do you find the game of a scene in improv?
Well, the game of the scene is basically the heart of all comedy, improvisational or otherwise, and it just means what pattern of behavior continues to make you laugh. In improv, the way you find this is by yes-anding, which means saying things that agree with what the person in front of you has said, don't contradict them. So if I say, oh, it's cold out there, the last thing I would say is, no, it's not. It's the middle of July. So I say something in keeping with that. Boy, it's cold outside. Yeah, I know. I forgot to put antifreeze in my car. And then we wait until something unusual happens. Once that unusual thing happens, we ask, if that unusual thing happened, then what else might happen? And by following that pattern and continue to ask that question, if then, you continue to make comic moves in the game. It might come out that that car needs antifreeze all the time because the radiator leaks, and you got it from your disreputable uncle.
Well, if it's a disreputable uncle, it could get you into Sopranos land or take you anywhere. And we have a clip from your group special that features you, Amy Poehler, Matt Walsh, Rachel Drotch, and Matt Besser. In this scene, a man has been widowed, sad, but his friends move in. They bring another woman. A guy comes looking for her, layer on layer.
You guys have been there for me since my wife passed away, but I think you can move out. I don't need you living in the house anymore.
Oh, I don't know if you're ready, Matt.
It's okay. I'm not looking for a wife, so don't feel the need.
Oh, well, this is just our friend Pam, and she just is good at serving drinks. We just thought we'd invite her over.
Pam's actually a lovely woman. She's
very
making understanding.
Pies, and her laundry skills are amazing.
Really amazing.
Yeah.
Shut it up, guys. Is Pam here by any chance?
Yeah, she's right around the corner.
Don't worry. That's just a friend. I mean, Pam is available.
Yes. And we really don't think you're ready to live alone. I think you need to have us and Pam and that guy here.
If then. If they've moved in, then they're also trying to get him hooked up with someone else so he's not lonely. If they're trying to get him hooked up with someone else because he's lonely, they've had this woman around the house so he can get used to her. And so the thing with improv is you don't just make jokes. People think you have to be incredibly clever. You have to be relatively clever. Clever enough to recognize what the pattern of the scene is and add things that are in keeping with that. If you look at a comic movie with a solid game, like the Jim Carrey movie Liar Liar, all throughout that movie, it keeps returning to the same game. What if a guy who was a habitual liar could no longer lie? If that was true, then he would insult people at work that normally he gives compliments to. Then he would, when he's in the courtroom, give up information he shouldn't give up if he wants to win the case.
We actually have a scene from Liar Liar. Let's listen.
Your Honor, I would like a continuance.
I'll have to hear good cause, counsel. What's the problem?
I can't lie!
Commendable, Mr. Reed, but I'm still waiting to hear good cause. Now, do you have one or not?
Liar, liar. Love that. But Ian Roberts, you've got the Del Close Marathon this weekend, improv groups from around the world. So what questions does that raise? We want to listen first to one group last year from Finland. They did an entire half-hour show in Finnish, including questions to the audience. Very funny. But here's another bit from a skit in English.
I think the world hates me.
God hates all of us.
Unless you're American.
Of course, they're doing everything in English, and English is a lot of these people's second language. But improv is improv. It really, it has rules like anything. So the same way basketball has rules, it shouldn't be some huge drop-off because the basketball players come from a different country.
What do you mean improv has rules? I mean, you're talking about finding the game in it, but what mm-hmm. do you mean it has rules?
Well, we have what we call agreement in improv, which doesn't mean I have to say yes to anything you suggest. If you say, let's jump out the window, I don't have to say, yeah, let's jump out the window. But I do have to acknowledge there's a window there to jump out of and that's what you want to do. So those are rules, agreement, so things like that. Mm-hmm. And if people are doing that, it should be fairly good improv as long as they've practiced. The same thing, I could give you the rules to driving a stick shift right now. If you've never gotten behind the wheel, you're not going to be able to drive it well. But the rules combined with practicing them should make you a competent improviser. And that's the whole style that, you know, we learn from Del Close and we've refined and we teach at our training center.
So you're saying people are taking training courses with you, but then they're also in groups that are just rehearsal groups that are meeting, but maybe not even performing for anyone?
Yeah. And they'll get coaches that we recommend. We get high-level people that'll work with them outside of class. The thing is, improv is no different than any other skill. Painting, sports, typing. I don't know, name it. There's nothing that you don't get better at from doing it more.
So I'm realizing that for the teams that are going to be meeting in New York this weekend for the Del Close Marathon, they're just the tip of the iceberg of hundreds of groups of people maybe meeting in a finished basement somewhere, just practicing and hoping to even get to a stage.
Yeah, well, that was one of the big reasons for our writing the book. So people that aren't in one of these meccas of improv, which I'd say right now are New York, Los Angeles and Chicago, to give them a way to know how to do this, to be able to practice. Since when you look at improvisation, it seems like people are just walking and talking. Everybody can walk and talk. So they think, well, I'm funny and I can walk and talk. I'll just do this. And they find out that there's actually a lot of technique to it.
That's Ian Roberts. He's one of the founders of the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. He's also co-creator of the Del Close Marathon, which takes place this weekend in New York. And, of course, on their website, they also have the Upright Citizens Brigade Comedy Improvisational Manual. Ian, thanks so much for talking to us about it. Have a blast this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
And we have a few seconds, so let's salute some of the very best in improv, the show Whose Line Is It Anyway, originally hosted by Drew Carey, who'd throw out a challenge to a panel of improv actors.
Ads where the product and the style don't match.
Ever dream of owning a Harley Davidson?
Capital punishment.
Say Mazel Tov to bacon.
This town ain't big enough for the two of us, Tex. You look a little scared. Try these adult diapers.
The show Whose Line Is It Anyway? And Del Close Marathon this weekend in New York. We'll have details at hereandnow.org. And the question, what are you doing on stage this summer? Let us know at hereandnow.org.